Let's do some verb juggling and accelerate your fluency. Weinen is to cry. Weinen, to cry. How would you say, I cry? Ich weine. How would you say, he cries? Weint. How would you say, why do you cry? Warum weinst du? How would you say, why are you crying? Warum weinst du? It's the same in German, yeah? We don't have this ing form. Why are you crying? Why do you cry? In German we have one present tense. Warum weinst du? Ich weine. I cry. I am crying. How would you say he cries the whole time? Weint die ganze Zeit. The whole time. Die ganze Zeit. Weint die ganze Zeit. How would you say, why is he crying the whole time? Warum weint die ganze Zeit? How would you say, why do you cry the whole time? Warum weinst du die ganze Zeit? How would you say, he cries like a baby? Weint wie ein Baby. How would you say, why do you cry like a baby? Warum weinst du wie ein Baby? How would you say, I cry because my mother is not here? Ich weine, weil meine Mutter nicht hier ist. You see, weil, because, weil meine Mutter nicht hier ist. Because my mother not here is. In German, weil introduces a so-called subclause and the verb is kicked to the very end. Weil meine Mutter nicht hier ist. Because my mother not here is. This is the structure in German. How would you say he cries because the mother is not here? Weint, weil die Mutter nicht hier ist. How would you say he cries because the father is not here? Weint, weil der Vater nicht hier ist. How would you say he cries because his mother is not here? Weint, weil seine Mutter nicht hier ist. His mother, seine Mutter. How would you say she cries because her mother is not here? Sie weint, weil ihre Mutter nicht hier ist. How would you say, he cries because his father is not here? Weint, weil sein Vater nicht hier ist. You see, seine Mutter with an E because it's die Mutter. Sein Vater. No ending because it's masculine. How would you say she cries because her father is not here? Sie weint, weil ihr Vater nicht hier ist. You see, ihr Vater, her father, with no ending because it's masculine. Ihre Mutter, her mother, with an E because it's die Mutter. Great! Next time, we'll go through the verb mieten, to rent. Mieten, to rent. Like when you say, I'd like to rent this house. So, here's what I want you to do now. Take this verb now and juggle it around. Build just three simple sentences, saying them out loud. Just three simple sentences. This will take you just 1 minute. In the next episode, you'll hear my take on this verb. So, talk to you soon. Bis bald. If you want to get the script and translation of the key sample sentences I use in each podcast lesson, just head over to herrprofessor.com/podcast and sign up to my newsletter at the top of the page. And in order to receive my emails, make sure to confirm your subscription in the first email I sent you. In each email, I will add the link to the podcast lesson and all the key sample sentences I use. Talk to you soon. Bis bald.